10.
Item number 10 is from the Director of Child Support Enforcement requesting authorization to execute extensions of contracts with Maximus, United Migrant Opportunity Services, Inc., Policy Studies, Inc., Social Development Commission, and the YWCA of Greater Milwaukee to provide child support services at 5W2 agency sites effective January 1, 2012 through December 20, or should be 31st, 2012.
Okay, thank you. Director Sullivan?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was actually the first contract that I came before the committee on when I was appointed back in July. And we did some mid-year approval of the 2011 W-2 contract. We're out ahead a little bit now with the 2012 contract. This is, again, a one-year program. We place staff outsite at each of the different five facilities in the five W-2 regions in Milwaukee County. It's a great way for us to be able to provide some outreach and services. We provide those services not just to the custodial parents, but also to non-custodial parents, both moms and dads who might be accessing YWCA or UMOS or SDC, who might be at one of these W-2 centers and in need of some child support services, anything from the establishment of paternity to collection of child support, an adjustment in a payment plan. These are some services that we're able to provide off-site. It does a couple of things. One is we get a greater degree of participation when we can work with people off-site. I think that there can be an intimidation threshold, sometimes just in terms of coming into the courthouse, coming through security, presenting downstairs in our lobby, where we're able to provide some of these services off-site. We get a greater degree of participation. It's useful for both custodial and non-custodial parents. And furthermore, we're paid in order to do this and provide these services. This contract brings in approximately $75,000 annually for Milwaukee County, which supports our paralegals being off-site. They're doing the job that they would be doing in the courthouse anyway, off-site, and it's a one-year extension for the $75,000.
Supervisor Biddle?
Move approval.
Supervisor Biddle moves approval. Supervisor Joseph?
I think I'm in the right place here. The fiscal note indicates a $97,000 600 sum.
That is, I believe, the YWCA item number 12 contract.
So I am in the wrong place.
Sure.
Could you just expand a little bit on the? It is a revenue.
Yes.
And
yes.
The revenue is realized how?
We are paid that by the Social Development Commission for the services that they provide. They're providing W-2 services at each of these five centers, and we're a subcontractor providing child support services there. So since we already have people who are, for example, presenting at YWCA for the W-2 program, if there's also present with that participant some child support issues, rather than saying you need to go down to the courthouse and see child support, we're on site and can provide the services there.
So who's actually paying the revenue?
We are paid by Social Development Commission.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a motion for approval for item number 10. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Jurcic?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesarez?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Vote is 7-0. Item is approved.
Thank you.